You're holding that chof from Ralef on top. Okay, the last Gemara was, the Shalom was, what exactly is called Dam Edoim, red blood. So last sheet was, Rav Nachmanam was the one that said, Kedam HaKosam. Means a dam that comes out by bloodletting. So this Gemara's kasha was, Meisve, we have a question, that it says, Meisve, once happened that an Isha found the Kesim, V'tola Rav Meir B'Kilur, Rav Meir says she's Torum, because that day the Isha was working with a killer, that's like an eye sieve, is made out of red. And the Rebbe Tola Bisraf Shikma, Rebbe said also it could be Tola, since she was working that way with this sap that comes out of a sycamore tree, so it's also red, so she has a right to say that Mustama the Kesim was from this. You know, my love isn't the Shaila about the Odom, we're talking about now the color of red, and we see it could be Tola in these two things. If so, it's a kashin all the mandarin before, that it's not Tola in Damake, Damanefesh, but Mashma, this red is also included. Tzmora says, Loi, here that they wanted to be told it was Asha Domim, with the blood, let's say, on the Kesim, not that it looked like the red blood, but it looked like the other kinds of Dam. It looked like the Yain Mazluk, that's the way it looked. So therefore, these things also looked like that, and that's why he was totally Lohokil. Now the Gemara says, Ameimur Mazutru of Ravashi, Heve Yasve Kam Yumna. They were once sitting before this like a surgeon, and, a shakli lay karna kamaisu, and the first like the knife that he used to cut was so kamaisa, the first like a cup that he used to cut with, they brought it from la meimor chazi sorit omulus a meimor said odem etnan kihai, that the mishnah says odem means like this color shakli lay achrit, then they took off the second one, and so meimor was having a bloodletting, and mistama the surgeon used a few different cups. So they took off the second one. It says, Omalu Ishtani, this color is different from the first one. So that's what Amem was able to tell the difference between the two colors of blood. Omer of Ashi, Rashi said, like, if so, going on, no, somewhere like me, Layadana ben Hailai, I can't tell the difference between this type of blood and that type of blood. I can't tell the difference between the colors. Is let me boy Lemechadam, I should not like see, be boy Dikadam. Since I can't tell, I'm not fit to be boy Dikadam. Then it says, what? Shoch of Kecheris. If you have black, that's also a thing, that's like the sediment of ink. So, Amar Rabba Babahuna. Cheresh, Shomu, that's what it says here, the sediment. It means the sediment of the yoy of ink. Tali Nam Yechon learned this also. Shocha Kecheresh. We learned the Mishnah, Shoshocha means the black of this ink. Now, Veshocha Shomru Diyoy, that this says the black, it's also talking about the color of the black ink. For the more of a lame Diyoy, let us just say ink directly. Someone says, Yom Madev, I would have just said ink. Habimina, I would have thought to say, Kipachusa diusa. What if you want to say, like, the light color on top of it? Is Kamash Malon, Kicharusa de diurta, no, the part of the sediment. Like, sometimes with the ink, the sediments fall to the bottom, and on top is just the liquid that's a little bit lighter. So I would have thought to say ink just means even the watery part on top. Kamash Malon, it means the sediment of the ink, which is on the bottom. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Belecha b'yaveshta. Do we look at this ink like when it's dried up or when it's still wet? So Toshma coming here. The Reb Ami poli kurta didyurta. Reb Ami peeled off like a piece of dry ink. And Ubadik Loni checked to compare the color of the kesem to this to see if we go bust of the dried out ink, not when it's fresh. Om Reb Yudah Mashmuel kekir kedyoye konov tomei. So if the dam that comes out of a lady looks like black white, like black wax, or like black ink, or like a black grape, then she's tummy. These are all shurim also the way a shocker is. This is tummy. Vizuish shishinah, so we learned in the Mishnah, almok mikanam, it's even deeper, darker than the Mishnah's case of Harusa, that's like a tameya. So these are cases of darker, black. Omer Ablozer, Loza says, you should know, that kizayis, let's say the color of the kesem looks like an olive, a black olive, kizef is like black pitch, ukurv like a black raven, then the locher is tor, because that's not so black, and vizel shishnim, that's what we learned in the Mishnah, deyum ikana, if the color is a little bit lighter, then tor, then it does not, then it remains tor. Then that dam is not dam nidor, it's dam tor. Ula omer, ula says like this, kilavusha siyua, ula says like this, like a siua coat, there's a coat of siua, that's the color of black. like in that place you were, that's where they used to make black coats, black clothing. So kalavush siyua. Ula once visited Pumbadisa, Chazi Lutai, he once noticed an Arab that the lavish lavush shochma, they was wearing a black coat. So Amalu, he said to him, like shochma does not, that we learned in the Mishnah black, kihai, is mamish like this coat, that's what they told him. Said, so, what happened was, Marti Minei, they pulled it off, porta, pieces by pieces. Because they want to keep a color of this, a dugma, to know what black is. And Yoyevle Arab Meyazuzi. They paid the Arab, though, 400 zuz for ruining his clothing or giving this busha. They paid him 400 zuz. Rabbi Yechanan says, Eilu Kalim Horayan. Rabbi Yechanan said, that we have the colors of black, that's like the colors of Kalim Horayan. Some say that play from this place. Uriah Rashi says he's a babbler, he's a bath attender. Haboy Medina Sayyam, that comes from the other side of the ocean. Lemaim, what do you want to tell me? The Yuchmininu, that he's Kalim Uriahim, the black clothing. I've all of a homilu Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yani said like this. The Yomel, who Rabbi Yani, Labon Rabbi Yani said to his children, Vini, my son, I'll take Beruni when I die, when his mace, don't put Tachir, don't bury me. Loi bekelim shchor, now with black clothing. For loi bekelim lebonim, now with white clothing. Why not? Shchor, in black ones, he says, Shem, eskme, abizeichem, yayakuyav, ben achasanim. I'll be like an oval between the chasanim. Like it's not nice to wear in black, everybody says like a chasan. Levonim, don't put on white. Shem, eskme, I won't be zeichem, I'll be like tzadikim. Vyayak a chasan, ben avelim, I'll be like a chasan, dressed like a chasan, but I'll be ben avelim. So therefore, don't put on black and white. Ela rather, bekelim hulrayin. Put on me the clothing of this place, Ulurayan. Haboy medinas yom, because medinas yom. So I call for Alma, what do we see? Lav uchmininu, that's not black. Because he told him, don't put on black. So here you see that this Kalim Ulurayan is not black clothing. And you're just telling me now before, it is black. So Moran says, Lekasha, ho beglimi, ho bektura. One is talking about the clothing, and that Rashi says, that's like red. That's not like black. And Hobeftura, that's the all clothing that they, that's like a tablecloth. They put on the table, Rashi says, with sadin, that taka was black. The Omer of Yudah says, for that, Yechim was talking about the Ptura, and that is Maestri, that was talking about the Glima, that taka was red, it was not black and not white. Omer of Yudah Marshmuel, the Kulam ain't Boitke Melo Agabe Matlis Lavona. Any type of a bedikor or a kesem, when you want to test it out, you have to look at it. It has to be tested on a white strip of cloth. Like you have to have the black stain on a white cloth. Or Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, v'shochor agabi yedem. Who then you have a black stain that you could check it over a red cloth, because then it looks clearly. Amar Rav Yimer Medifta, v'leplig des no machlekes, ho b'shochor ho b'shar damim. When the kesem looks black, then it should put over a red cloth, then you can see it well. But the other kesem that looks red, then it should be tested over a white cloth, like the background has to be white, then you can tell it carefully whether it's really red, a color of red, is tummy or not. Maskel or Ravashi has the question, Yochi, if so, lay Mishmul, why didn't Shmuel say chutz mishachor? Let Shmuel just say chutz mishachor. And that he says, Kulumain Boit Kimela Gabi Matlas Labono, he should have said, Chutz Mishokor. Ela Radom Ravash Rash is like this. The Shokor Gufa Kimifka Machlekas Gufa is upon black. That whether it should be tested upon red or whether it should be tested upon a white. The background has to be white or red, that's also Machlekas. Oma Ulula says like this. Kulam Omuk Mikan Tummy. In all these different colors in the Mishnah, anytime something is darker than that, avad with tamei. Day mikan, if it's lighter than that color, then tor. Kishachar, just like the Mishnah says, by shachar, is lav dafka by shachar, applies to all of the five domim. Anytime it's lighter than that color, it's taka tor. If it's darker, it's tamei. Because like this, I would have thought to say, Sakotat Kaminach, Hoyol, the Yom Rabbi Chanina, that Shochor is really Edomu, Shochor is really red blood, El Shalok just got it got hit. That's what turned black. Hilkach, I would have thought to say, a little day of Mechanim is a little bit lighter now, Nami Latame, is Kamashmu know that black is on the tummy if it looks real black, but if it gets a little bit light, looks a little bit lighter, then it's Tor. Rabbi Amar Bar Abba Omar, the cool and all the white, all the hay, Chamisha Domim, Omuk Mikanta deeper attack of tummy. Day Mikan Nami Tummy, he learns, even though it's lighter, still it's tummy. Chutz Mishachar, only by Shachar, only by black, there we say if it's lighter, it's Tor. But the other meaning, even though the light is still the tummy. If so, V'yelamai Hanish Yurai Rabbonin. Once you tell me now that even lighter is tummy, so what does the Rabbonin have to say the shear of red for? No matter what it is, it should be tummy. So Gemara says, Lafuki day to day, it's much lighter. It's two shades lighter than Takwitz Tor. So that's why you have to know these shades. If it's one shade lighter, it's Takwitz still tummy. But two shades lighter than it's Tor. Vika the Army sounds like this. Vika the Army, Rami Bar Abba Omar. He said like this, that the Kulam Omek Mikan, all these five Maras Dami, if they're a little bit darker, Tor. And if they're darker than this, is like a Tor. Dei Mikan, if they're lighter than this, then also Tor. Chutz Mishochar, no, the other four Dami has to be exactly that color. More or less is Tor. Chutz excluding Mishochar from black, that black we say, if it's darker, it's like also Tami. Therefore, it's very good. While the Rabbanan gave this shurim, you have to know exactly what shade of color it is. That shade of diluted wine, if it's a little bit darker, a little bit lighter, it's takator. Only that shade is directly is tummy. Now, baka par over baka is like this. The kulam, all the shurim, omuk mikan, if it's darker than that shear, tummy. Day mikan is lighter than that, it's takator. Chutz mi mozik, only diluted wine. This Mara, Shomok Mikan, if it's darker, it's stock is Tor. Day Mikan, if it's lighter, is also Tor. His own diluted wine has this difference. There's only directly the exact color, shade of the diluted wine, and not more, not less. Bakaporo Adeyule Vidochi. Bakaporo saw it a little bit lighter, and Taka said it was Tor. Amikule saw it a little bit darker, but Doki also said it's Tor. You also held like this, that by mozik, the color of mozik, whether it's lighter or darker, still store. Omer Rabbi Chanina, kama nofesh gavri, how strong this person is, to leave the kishmaitetei, that he does, or the gesher should be, viyobe kishmaitetei, he does like his alocha. There was once a case like this, that even though it was darker than that shade of the lewd wine, still he said it was tor. Then it says in the mission, another shade is kikaren karkum. That's like the brightness of this karkum, this type of a leaf, this type of a bush called karkum. So Tony will learn like this. Lach v'lo yavish. Talking about a leaf that's fresh and not a dried one. Tony chodin, one bright one is this ketachton, like the bottom one v'lo kel, not like the top leaves. For Tanya Yidach, another bright says, what's the shade of red that's tome? Kel yon, like the top leaves, v'lo ketachton, not like the bottom leaves. The Tanya Yidach, another brisa says, Kelion at the top leaves, the Koshkan Tachton is for sure at the bottom leaves. So it's a stira. And the Tanya Yidach, another brisa like this yet, Ketachton at the bottom one, for Koshkan Kelion for sure it's good, it's also Tamil at the top leaves. So it's a stira here. Which leaf do you check with? So Marin says, Amr Abaya, Tlosa Dori, there are three rows of leaves, or Tlosa Turfi Abaya, and each one has three leaves on it. So therefore, Noka Dor Mitzio, the real row to check with is the middle row. V'Torfer Mitzios on the middle leaf, that's the main one. B'Yotcha, if so, from this you can answer all of them. Therefore, the one that's above means above this one, below this one, aside of it. So Kitza, the main ones to check with is the middle leaf. So anyone higher or lower, some depends which way you're looking at it, could be Tor or could be Tummy. Kiosla came there, Babu, and came in front of Babu, Amalu, it's like this, the Gushayu Shanina, that this color is only when it's still attached to the ground. But if it's not attached anymore, then you can't tell with this color. Only when it's attached to the ground, then we have it. Like Rashi says, Rashi explains that the Pshat is Ketofim Tziyosam, to whom is Shubachim, that's the best leaf to check with, Mikulam. Omiyo, Kula Dorik Shara, the whole middle row is good, Livdoik. By the tonic tachtem, like carrying the bottom, not the top one, not the comma. Kishur, like the middle row, and not the top row, not the top one of this. For the that they learn, kelium, like a tacht on the top one, not the bottom one, is kishurim soyis, the middle one, like a tachtonim, and not the bottom one from it. So therefore, when you play with the middle one, each one of these grises come out well. Then it says what? Kimei mei adama, says also like the redness of this dirt soaking in water. Kimei mei adama. Like earthly water. So it's like this. Tanra Bonon like this. Kimei mei adama, like earthly water. Mevi adama shmena, you bring like a fertilized piece of soil. Mibikas beis kerim, from this place called beis kerim. Umatza falo maim, and pour water over it. Divrei Rav Meir, these are words of Rav Meir. So when you look through this floating water, you see the redness of the dirt, that's also shir of dam. We have Kiva Roima, Mibikas Yutfis. No, the clay, the dirt has to come from this Bika, from this valley, Yutfis. We have Yaisiyam, Mibikas Sichni. We have Shimon Oima, Af Mibikas Gnuser. Even from the Bikas Gnuser, also you could tell. Ukyoitse ben the same thing learned also, it's like this. Atanya Chdon, another Braisa. Ukimei Mei Adama. That what does it mean to say the water, earthly water? Maybe Adama is meant to bring good fertilized ground. Mibikas Beis Kerem. Let water float on top of it. Kaklipas Hashem, just a small amount of water floating on top of it. Ramesh, like the peel of a garlic. Doesn't give a shear how much water has to be there. Mishum doesn't say how much dirt has to be there. Because depending on how much dirt is in the kli, that's how much water has to be in it to make the water be floating on top of the dirt. You don't really test it out in the soul in the clear part of it, but rather el akurin, in the little dirty part of it, that which stirred up already, that's where we check out the redness over there. So let's say first it was clean. Chayz of yokrin, you mixed it up. When you mix it up now, you're not supposed to stir it up with your hands. El b'kli, stir it up with a vessel, that's better. He brought up a question like this. That we say now, you can't stir it up with your hands. What does that mean to say? You should not put the dirt into your hands. Pliyachrinu, and mix it up in your hands. Our bemona, blessed the dirt is in the kli. That even though you put your hands inside the kli and mix it up with your hands, maybe it still is good. Or maybe no, pliyachrinu biyodei. You can't mix it up with your hands at all. Elavamon, only with the kli. Even though the dirt is inside the kli, not allowed to put your hands inside there, mix it up with your hands, but rather you have to only use it, your kli, to mix it up. So what type of water are we talking about? So Toshma coming here. It says, Kushuboidik, we'd want to check out your kesem, your badika, from this type of red. And a boidkin elabakais, you can only check it out on a kais, that's all. Nothing to do with what's in your hands. But we are dying still tiburach. It's another question. We're dying tiburach. The badika b'kais, even though you're checking it out from the earth inside the kais itself, but the question is, do akira b'mai? Let's say the water right now is total, is clear water. You can't check it out that way. You have to first like dilute the water, make it akira, make it a little bit dirty. So how do you mix up the dirt inside the kli? So true, you cannot check it out when the dirt is in your hand. But now the dirt is in the kli. How do you make the water there ochur? There's a shallower, the yafkadafka use a kli, or could you put your hand in there? So, Chanami, this applies to take with this like a suffix. Mos says, Kiyos lekaimah de rabba, when you came in front of rabba, varavua. Omlu is like this. Pim kaimah shninu, that you have to check out this dirt is in the place itself. If you take the dirt away from that bika, you can't tell it anyway. It changes. Changes colors. Rebechanino, pili kurta de gagashta, he peeled off a piece of this earth. Obodikle, and he checked it out without even pouring water on it, just taking the color of that dirt, and from that he checked out the shmata, the bdika that he had. So liet aler of Yishmael b'Reb Yosi v'asachter. This was a gave him a curse that he should have mamash to asach, a terrible sickness he should have for what he did. If there was anybody that does like Rebbe did, he gave him this aklola. He said like this, that like Rebbe Chanina, who the chacham. He's very smart. He knows how to make the bedik this way. But kuliyam lachachim mehachi. All other people are not so smart. They can't make such a bedik like this. So therefore, he gave the klala not to make such a bedik this way, but rather the way we learned in the Mishnah, you have to have the water on top of it. You have to have water floating on top of it. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, you should know that Chochmah, so the Rabbi Chanina, since Rabbi Chanina was so smart, his Chochmah gormally caused me to lay achti dam, I don't want to see dam. Because Matamina Metar, what he said was Tomei, I thought was Tor, and Metarana Matama, what he says is Tor, I thought it was Tomei. Kids, he saw that he did not know the difference between the colors, therefore he didn't want to paskin. Rabbi Loza, Loza says like this, and Vesenusa de Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina's anivus is gormali, means his humbleness caused me gormali de chazoi doma, that I should go be a poisek in hukas domim. Why? I said like this, Omar Rabbi Chanina, tiyan von sanhu, mochis nashe lesofik vechazoi, that he humbles himself down, and he goes to see the shmat, goes to his bedikas to see if it's Torah or not. Anoli avzoi, should I myself for sure go and see? As maybe thought to say, it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass for me to be bedik, the bedikas to check out the bedikas, the damim of Anisha. So he saw that Rabbi Lezer did it. So he saw that Rabbi Chanina did it. So he himself also did it. Omer Rabzera said, Tova the Bovel, that the character of Bovel is gormally caused me to loy chazoi dom, he didn't want to be a place to see domim. Why? Damini, he said like this to himself, Rabzera said to himself, that Betiva loy yadana, I'm not even sure about the character, about these people of Bovel, is so bedomo yadana, I know the halakas about the dom, therefore did not want to paskin the halakas of the domim. The name of Samar says, what do you want to tell me? That the Betiva Talia, that understood that the blood has, examining the blood has to do upon the understanding of somebody's Teva, of the Teva, the character of the people. Why? Samar says, I have a rabbi who the Yoda Betiva, rabbi knew the Teva of the people, understood the people, but if lo Yoda Bedomi, did not know how to paskin in the Damim, in the colors of Dam. Samar says, very good. If so, Kol Shechein come, I meant to say for sure then. Oh, my rabbi, Mazuch rabbi, the yod, the betiv, he knew how we knew the tiva. Loichos adam, he did not want to pass in the lochos adam, and the people in Bovel. He said, you know me, Ezra, should I go and see the dam? For sure, I didn't want to pass in. Ulu, the Gemara says, Igloi le Pompadisa. Ulu went to visit Pompadisa. Ais le kami doma. They brought in front of him some bloodlights, some batikis, to check out to see if it's Torah Tomei. Loichazoi. So Ulu did not want to pass in there. Omri is like this. Omar Reb Loza, Matuch, the big Reb Loza, that the Mora, the Yisrael, he was the Mora, he was the head of the whole Eretz Yisrael, he was the supreme authority of Eretz Yisrael. Ki Miklo Liyasa, the Yehuda, when he used to go visit the city where Reb Yehuda was, Loi Chazoi, he did not want to see, he didn't want to pass in Dam over there when he went into the Pumpadisa, which was the Astro of Reb Yehuda. He didn't want to pass in, and so I know, Echse, should I go Pascha now? So that's what Ula said. Ula went to the place of Pumpadisa. So he said, like, this is not my place, this is a Yehuda's place. That Madach Reb Leza, that when he came to Pumpadisa, he did not paskin. So for sure, now when Ula's coming to Pumpadisa, also he can't paskin. It has to be up to the Moradasya. Is Smor says now, via my currently Moradar of Israel, how come Reb Leza, why was he called like the supreme authority of Eretz Yisrael? What happened was like this. The Issa, what's happened, one lady? The Isia Doma Lekaim with Reb Leza. He brought some dam. They brought a shayla of dam in front of Reb Leza. Have Yosef Reb Ami Kamer, Reb Ami was sitting nearby there. Archo, so Reb Leza just went and just smelled the cloth. He just smelled the blood. Omlo, he said like this, Hai dam chimadu. This dam is dam chimadu, means dam of just lust. So, loch is still his tummy, but he knew clearly what type of dam it was just by smelling it. So what happened was, Bosa de Nofik, after they went out, after Reb Leza went out, it's full of Rabam. Rabami went to ask this lady, what really happened, how did she see dam? Omlo, she said this, Bali hoye baderach, my husband was on the road. And I had the desire to live with him, and that caused me to see some dam. So you see, Reb Leza, just by smelling it, was right. That's where he got the shame of a more down of the Israel. So Mor says, Korila, they called upon him, Soyed Hashem Yireyev, that the Soyed of Hashem, sometimes special secrets Hashem gives to his Yireyev. That was his Chokhmah Reb Leza had. So Rashi says, Dam Chibud means, She Nisavu Labayla, she had a desire to live with the husband. For Ross Adam, that caused her to see Dam, Machmas Taiva. And then Echnami, that Dam is Tomei Taka, she wasn't either. But I call upon him just by smelling the Dam, he was able to tell where the Dam came from. The other Gemara says, if for Humers, this was Imei the mother to Shava Malka of the king Shavar, that Shodra Dom Lekame the Rava. She sent some bezikas of dam in front of Rava. Sehevi Yosef Rav Uvdei Kaimei. Rav Uvdei was also watching there. So what happened was Archi. So Rava smelled the dam. Obolo, he said to her, or said back to Rav Uvdei, Hai dam chimenu. This is dam that comes from dam chimut. Is Omulei. So the mother said, Yitaka writes, Omulei Lebrei, she said to her son, Tochazi, come and see, Kamechachich Miyudi, go see how smart Yudimor, that he was able to tell just by smelling this cloth of dam, that this dam came from dam chimud, that we had before, this special dam that comes when you have time to live with your husband. Omulei, so the son said back to the mother, who said he's so great, Duma maybe just like you guessed it, Kisuma Biaruba, like a blind person, feeling through a window. So Hoda Shodrulay Shishin Mine Dama. So then she checked him out, tested him more, and sent him 60 different samples of blood. For Kuli Amrinu, and all of them he answered exactly where the Dam came from. But who asked for the last sample of Dam was really Dam Kinim Heavy. It was blood from lice. For Lo Yoda and Rava wasn't acquainted with it. He didn't really know where it came from. What happened was Mina Shemayim like his Tai Milsa was just lucky. What happened was Vishodales Rikusa, he sent her a present. Rav sent her, the mother of the king, a present. He sent her a comb. The Mikdala Kalmi, that a lot of dead lice were on it. So she thought like Rav knew that Dam was Dam from lice, and therefore he's sending her this comb. So she said like this, Yudoi Bisavn Libi Yasrisu. Like Jews, they live in the middle of your heart. And mother was to say, they know everything what's going on. They're so smart. Omer Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah said like this, Meresh at the beginning, Hevi Chazin Adoma, I used to see blood. It used to be a Mara Haro in Dam, to see if the Dam is Dam Tom or not. Kivun the Omer Li Ima the Yitzchak Bri, once like the mother of my son Yitzchak told me, that Hai Tifta Kemaisa Le Masinun Lo, Kemayu, you should know, the Rabbonin, you should know when an Isha sees Dam, so the first drop of Dam that comes out of a body, she does not come and show that sample to the Rabbonin. Why Mishum Dizima? Because that blood is like dirty. So therefore, like Chazina. Therefore, he said he doesn't want to see. Because he's afraid, like, maybe the first teeth of Dam that came out really was Dam Tamei. And then the second Dam that comes out, the color changes already. But since they're not showing me the first teeth, they didn't want to paskin. Because it's very possible that the Dam, the colors change later. Now the word says, though, but Bein Tamei Letaira Vadi Chazina. If an Isha, let's say, was had a dom tyra, in other words, that she was Yoledis, and after the days of Yemei Tyra stopped, then she thought Yemei Tomei, so that dam he would see, because since all along it was dam tyra coming out, so that dam is not like dirty so much, therefore she would show the first people to the Chachamim, and therefore they could pass him well to Nokvili, whether it's Tomei at all. Now the Gemara says, Yalso is Aisi dom lekaime de Rabba Barbachona. Yalso, she was the wife of Rabbi Nachman. So instead of showing the dam to her own husband, she used to take her shmatas of bedikas like and show it to Rabba Barbachona. The Tomila, and he paskened that it was Tomei. Hodur Aisle came to Rabbi Yitzchok, then she brought the same shmat, the same bedika like in front of Rabbi Yitzchok, bread Rabbi Yudin, son of Rabbi Yehuda, the Dochila, and he said, no, it's Tor. So the question is, how could Reb Yitzchak do like this? For a time, we learn like this, that Chochem Shetimei is then Chaver Rishur Letar, like you first ask a child to a Chochem, and he says it's Tamei, so now then the Chaver is not allowed to come, another person can't come and say it's Tor, or the opposite way. Also, if the first person said it was also, is then Chaver, a second one is not allowed to come, Rishur Lehat to say it's Muta. So the question is, how could Reb Yitzchak go the opposite of the Psak of Rabba Barbachona? So verses like this, Mikora Tumuya Hevi Mitamila. It's like a true. At the beginning, first Reb Yitzchak also wanted to say it was Tomei. Since he heard that Rabbi Barbachona said it was Tomei, so he also first said it was Tomei. But Kivun Diyomle, when Yalsis told her like this and said like this, you should know, that the whole yoyme have a matchili. Every day I used to show my bedikas, and it will always look the exact same way. And yesterday it said this type of a color was torn. Ki agavno. But so what happened today? How come today Paskin was tamei? But vidnuhu de chosh bene. Today he must have an ayek. He couldn't see so well today. Is therefore he said it was tamei. So when Yitzchak, when Reb Yitzchak called this, dochi lo hayosa Paskin was torn. As if to say, like, that Rabbi Rachon, the Paskin Latame, today was a mistake, he couldn't see so well. But really, it should have been Torah. So there's a few shalas here. First of all, the shalas is, how come Yalsa did not go and show the Badika to her own husband? How come she went to show it to Rabbi Rachon? So Tayyip says, I did not bring a proof from here to say that a Baal cannot Paskin for his wife. Avad, the husband, is allowed to Paskin for his wife. Just here, the Pshat, she didn't want to show it to him because she was afraid maybe he would be Machmor on himself too much, or maybe he'd be perished because of the Sufik, or maybe Stam, she didn't want to be Mavasa herself in the eyes of her husband. So that's why she went to somebody else. But Avad Lalocha and Echnami, your wife, is allowed to show her Bedikas to her own husband. Now the Gemara asks the question, though, Omi Mehemna, do we believe Yalsa's what she's saying now, that the color she showed him today, it was the exact same color yesterday, and yesterday it said it was Tor. Do we believe that she knows that much to say the colors are the same thing? Gemara says, yes, we do believe her. For Tanya, bring your proof, it says, Nemenis Ishalem and Isha's believe to say, Kezeri Isivavativ. Like the same color she sees here, she's allowed to say, in my bedika I made was the exact same color and I lost it. So therefore, whatever the lucky in the paskin on this is the same thing that gave to me also. So you see, we believe her what she says when she remembers the colors. E. Boilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be now? She says, Kizet tir ish ploini chochem amal. And she says, listen, the same type of a color I see here, I once asked a shiloh to somebody else, ni paskin it's Torah. And now she wants to tell a chavish, no, for you also it's Torah. So do we believe her or not? Since it's a negate to somebody else, it's not her own shemata, she's just telling somebody else, listen, this dam that you saw, I had the exact same color, and the price gets passed to me, it was torn. So is she never meant to say this or not? Toshma coming here, it says, that Nemenis Ishalem Nisha's believed to say, Kazeri Isivivativ, I saw this type of a color and I lost it. So see, we believe her when she says, this is the color that she saw. So more said, no, it could be Shani Hosma over there, it's different. Delay Silakanmo. It could be over there that it's not in front of us, that she doesn't have a shmatar anymore, so it's like Meshafat Chak. Since she doesn't have it anymore, therefore we believe her. But in a case where it's in front of us, it could be we don't believe her. You have the right to be samech on your friend, the lady, but rather you have to go and yes, a chochem to paskin for you. Maybe it's like you have the right to be samech on what she's saying. So in this case, you have the right to like Meshafat Chak.